Sometimes, whatever is a gift in one situation may become a trouble in another situation. So if somebody has a loud voice, then they can speak effectively in public, but then in private conversation also become very loud. That troubles others. So what to do? Yeah. See, every gift is like a double-edged sword. It's like a knife. Now, a knife can cut an object which needs to be cut. But the knife can also cut the cutter. Isn't it? The person who wants to cut, I want to cut vegetables. I have a sharp knife, that is good, I can cut the vegetables. But if I'm careless, it can cut my finger also. So our talents are like that. Whatever gifts we have, they can be used to do constructive things in life. But those their talents in various ways. In your case, it could be inconvenient. In one case, it could be inconvenience. In other case, it can lead to pride and arrogance. And then it cuts off. So a person becomes very famous, very popular. But then they become so egotistic that nobody can be there with them. So there can be various ways in which our talents can be used constructively, or they can actually harm us. They can act destructively. And that is where intelligence comes into the picture. So intelligence means, as I said, that the capacity to subordinate our impulse. So somebody may have a capacity to, they have a natural loud voice. But then we also have the capacity to speak softly. So we may have to exercise a little bit. So, no, I also have that problem. I think very fast. And because I think fast, I speak fast. And so, almost every class that I give, every 5 minutes I have to remind myself, slow down, slow down, slow down. And in spite of that, I speak fast. So, now, in one sense, I could say Krishna has given me intelligence by which I can think fast and I can speak fast. So, if I can think fast, I can, if somebody asks questions, I can give answers. But that thinking fast, if it leads to speaking fast, and I give good answer, but nobody understands the answer because I spoke so fast, it's not of much use. So, you know, every gift comes with a responsibility of using the intelligence so that that gift leads to constructive things. Sometimes some people can sing very nicely. Now, if some people, especially they're very good at music, they do kirtans, but they sing in such tunes that that kirtan is not a participation, it is a performance. Only they are singing and nobody can follow the tune. Now, they may have the capacity to sing like that, but then if it's a kirtan, which is meant to be participation, then they have to sing in a way that others can also follow. So sometimes we may have a talent and we may have to, see, there's a time when we have to release the talent, and there's a time when we have to harness the talent. Release means let it go free, and harness means you have to regulate. So, for example, if I'm preparing, I may think very fast, but if I'm delivering, I have to speak slowly. So, there are some special occasions when somebody is, you know, somebody may sing in a very expert way, where it's meant to be like a recording, a performance, but it's a participatory program, then the person may have to sing in a way which others can also follow. So, even when we have talents, we have to have the intelligence to know when to release the talent and when to harness the talent. And that way, we can use the talent constructively. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you.